You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready. I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 416, covering week 22, May 25th to June 1st, 2025. Linus Torvalds released kernel 6.15. Changes include audit mechanism in Landlock, memory mapping pinning mode, FWCTL subsystem, Nova driver for NVIDIA GPUs, host system implementation for the Hyper-V hypervisor, support for zone storage devices and XFS, network subsystem optimization, removal of the HiMEMS64G option, scrub checking in bcachefs, the ability to control operations via io_uring. Armbian 25.5 Linux has been released, providing a compact system environment for single-board computers with ARM, RISC-V, and x86 processors, supporting various models of Raspberry Pi and nearly all other single-board computers. Debian and Ubuntu are utilized, but all components are completely rebuilt using their own assembly system, with optimizations enabled to reduce size, increase performance, and apply additional protection mechanisms. For example, the /var/log partition is mounted using ZRAM and stored in RAM in compressed form, with data flushed to the drive once a day or upon shutdown. The /tmp partition is mounted using tmpfs. An SDK is provided to simplify the creation of your own system images, packages, and distribution editions. ZSwap is used for swapping. When logging in via SSH, an option is provided to use two-factor authentication. The package includes a Box64 emulator, which allows you to run programs compiled for the x86 architecture. Ready-made packages are offered for running user environments based on KDE, GNOME, Budgie, Cinnamon, i3WM, Mate, XFCE, and Xmonad. Luanti 5.12.0 has been released. It is a free cross-platform sandbox game engine that allows you to create games similar to Roblox or Minecraft, but with voxel mechanics using various blocks for players to jointly build various structures and buildings that form a semblance of a virtual world. The gameplay provided by the engine depends entirely on a set of mods created in the Lua language. The engine is written in C++ using the Erlich 3D library. Luanti code is distributed under the LGPL license, and game resources are licensed under the CC BY-SA 3.0 license. Ready-made assemblies are generated for various Linux distributions, Android, FreeBSD, Windows, and macOS. Alma Linux 10.0 is out, synchronized with Red Hat Enterprise Linux 10.0 and containing all the changes proposed in this release. Installation images have been prepared for x86-64v3, x86-64v2, ARM64, PPC64LE, and S390X architectures in the form of bootable, minimal, and full images. Live builds with GNOME, KDE, Mate, and XFCE will be created later, as well as images for Raspberry Pi boards, containers, WSL, and cloud platforms. The distribution is binary compatible with Red Hat Enterprise Linux where possible and can be used as a replacement for RHEL 10 and CentOS 10 Stream. The Alma Linux was formed in response to the premature end of support for CentOS 8 by Red Hat. The project is supervised by a separate nonprofit organization, the Alma Linux OS Foundation, which was created to develop on a neutral platform with community participation and using a governance model similar to the Fedora project. The distribution is free for all categories of users and is published under free licenses. Thunderbird 139.0 is out, a community-developed email client based on Mozilla technologies. Thunderbird 139 is built on the Firefox 139 codebase and is an intermediate version and is in the ESR branch, a long-term support branch with updates released throughout the year. KOS 2025.05 has been released, a rolling release distribution aimed at providing a user-friendly desktop based on the latest KDE releases and applications using Qt. Specific design features include the placement of a vertical panel on the right side of the screen. The distribution is being developed with an eye on Arch Linux, but maintains its own independent repository with over 1,500 packages. KOS offers a number of its own graphical utilities in this release. XFS is used as the default file system. Builds are published for x86-64 systems. On systems with UEFI, systemd boot is used for booting. The OpenSUSE project developers have introduced the Agama 15 installer, which is being developed to replace the classic SUSE and OpenSUSE installation interface, and is notable for separating the user interface from the internal YAST commands. Agama supports the use of various front ends, like one for managing the installation via a web interface. The code of the installer components is distributed on a GPLv2 license and is written in Ruby, Rust, and JavaScript/TypeScript. Live builds with the new installer have been created for the x86-64, PPC-64LE, S390X, and ARM64 architectures. The builds include the beta version of OpenSUSE Leap 16, continuously updated builds of OpenSUSE Tumbleweed and OpenSUSE Slow Roll, and a container-based micro OS edition. The installer will be shipped with OpenSUSE Leap 16 and SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 16. The goals of Agama development are to eliminate the existing limitations of the graphical interface, to expand the possibilities of using YAST functionality and other applications, to move away from being tied to a single programming language, to stimulate the creation of alternative settings by community members. The basic interface for managing the installation is built using web technologies. The web interface is written in JavaScript using the React framework and Patternfly components. The messaging service, as well as the built-in HTTP server, are written in Ruby. NVIDIA has published the release of the NVIDIA proprietary driver 575.57.08, the first stable release of the 575.57 branch. The driver is available for Linux, ARM64, x86-64, FreeBSD, x86-64, and Solaris, x86-64. The source code for the kernel modules, NVIDIA.ko, NVIDIA-DRM.ko, Direct Rendering Manager, NVIDIA-ModeSet.ko, and NVIDIA-UVM.ko, Unified Video Memory, as well as the common non-OS-specific components they use, are hosted on GitHub. The firmware and user space libraries, such as the CUDA, OpenGL, and Vulkan stacks remain proprietary. Alpine Linux 3.22 is now available, a minimalist distribution built on the Muscle System Library and the BusyBox Utility Suite. The distribution has increased security requirements and is built with stack smashing protection. OpenRC is used as an initialization system, and its own APK package manager is used to manage packages. Alpine is used to generate official Docker container images and is used in the post-market OS project. Bootable ISO images are available for x86-64, x86, ARM HF, ARCH64, ARMv7, PPC64LE, S390X, RISC-V64, and Loang Arch architectures, and are available in 6 flavors: Standard, Network Bootable, Extended, Virtual Machine, and Xen Hypervisor. AMD has released AMD Radeon software for Linux, driver set 25.10.1, which runs on top of the AMD GPU module developed in the main Linux kernel. The release is notable for the implementation of official support for the OpenRadV and Radeon SI drivers for the Vulkan and OpenGL graphics APIs provided by the Mesa project. Previously offered proprietary drivers for Vulkan and OpenGL have been excluded from the set. The Advanced Media Framework, which offers hardware-accelerated video encoders and decoders, has also been excluded from the composition. Instead of AMF, it is proposed to use the VA-API software interface in conjunction with Mesa for hardware acceleration of video encoding and decoding. VeraCrypt 1.26.24 has been released. It is a fork of the defunct TrueCrypt disk partition encryption system. VeraCrypt is notable for replacing the ripe EMD160 algorithm used in TrueCrypt with SHA-512 and SHA-256, increasing the number of hashing iterations, simplifying the build process for Linux and macOS, and eliminating issues identified during the audit of TrueCrypt source code. The code developed by the VeraCrypt project is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license, while borrowings from TrueCrypt continue to be distributed under the TrueCrypt license 3.0. Ready-made builds are generated for Linux, FreeBSD, Windows, and macOS. The CentOS project has announced the preparation of Git repositories with changes required to build and run the distribution on systems with RISC-V processors. RISC-V-specific changes are available in the project's Git repositories in the C10S-RV branches. Meanwhile, Red Hat has opened access to a ready-to-test Red Hat Enterprise Linux 10 build for the Sci5 Hi5 Premier P550 RISC-V platforms. In addition, an archive of source code for the packages used in this build has been published. The data is available to registered users of the Red Hat customer portal. The release of DP Screen OCR 1.5.0 using Tesseract is available. Ready-made builds are formed for Linux and Windows. Package repositories for Debian and Ubuntu are also available. The program code is written in C++ and is distributed under the Zlib license. DP Screen OCR allows you to capture an arbitrary area of the screen using a global hotkey in the mouse. The text in that capture will then be recognized. Depending on the user's choice, the program can copy the recognized text to the clipboard, add it to the history, or send it to an external program. Linus Torvalds demanded that the kernel.org administrator immediately block the account of Keith Cook, the former chief sysadmin of kernel.org and leader of the Ubuntu security team, which maintains 14 security-related subsystems in the kernel. The reason for the blocking was a pull request to include changes in the 6.16 kernel branch, referring to a Git repository in which the authorship information of some commits was changed. The Git repository maintained by Keith contained dummy commits that had Linus Torvalds as the author and committer, but Linus had not added them. For example, there was a commit under Linus's name on Keith's branch that was a duplicate of another commit on Linus's branch, but with a different SHA-1 hash. Both commits looked identical except for the signature information. The changes did not look like a random error during the Git rebase operation, as they contained incorrect information about the author of the commit. Linus Torvalds considered this to be evidence of potentially malicious activity and initiated a block on accepting any changes from Keys until the reasons for such manipulations were determined and Keys's system was confirmed not to be compromised. The rewriting of one or two commits could have been written off as a mistake, but Keys's repository had rewritten over 6,000 merge commits, 330 of which had Linus as the author, even though those commits were not from Linus's Git tree. The changes made look more like a script running than the result of data corruption on the drive, since they require a separate recreation of a copy of each commit. Keys assured Linus that he had not done this on purpose and would not have done such experiments without warning. For example, the previous experiment to cause commit collisions was cleared with Linus. He had performed several manual operations on the repository this week and would now try to figure out what had gone wrong and reproduce the problem. For example, Keys had rebased the 4next/hardening and 4-linus/hardening Git trees using the master branch instead of RC2, unlike previous rebases. During this operation, he had modified the scripts to test push requests. Update 1, Keys Cook posted another message stating the problem was most likely caused by using the Git filter repo utility, which rewrites the commit history of a repository in combination with the b4 trailers command, which is designed to get and apply trailers to commits, such as signed off by. Update 2, Konstantin Rabatsev confirmed that the problem was caused by careless use of this program. Keys did not pay attention to the warning in the output and ignored some correctness checks. Konstantin is 100% sure that the change was made without malicious intent. Keys's access to kernel.org has been restored. A check will be added to the b4 utility to prevent similar situations in the future and to prohibit rewriting commits whose author is different from the current user. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.